mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If you don't have a First Amendment, you have nothing. If you don't have property rights, you have nothing. If you don't have a Second Amendment, you have nothing. The entire 10 amendments, the Bill of Rights, core, are under attack. Philip Klein, award-winning filmmaker of the new film, Begging for Billionaires, the attack on private property rights. You told me about something I'd actually read about, but you were just confirming with more details. All over the country, they built FEMA and FBI and NORTHCOM command bunkers, and they don't tell the public. Kind of like they expanded the underground bunker at the Naval Observatory next door to the White House, and we told people 5 years ago, and it's finally declassified 2 weeks ago. You were telling me about in Kansas City, it's only a two-story FBI building. Let's pull up the new Kansas City FBI building for folks on screen. But underground, it's 20 stories with hookups to other buildings, to railway. Bergstrom Airport used to be a SAC base. It has underground railways as well.
Wow.
But anyway, side issue. This is the shadow government. Tell folks about what you know about that.
Let me go back my first experience with the FBI. I tell people, do not go to the FBI. When I was fighting this redevelopment project the first time around, under Stan Durwood, called the Power and Light District, which originally it was the silo project, but then after it was put in, Mayor Kay Wilder Barn decided, in memory of Stan Durwood, who ran AMC Theaters, going to call it the Power and Light District. Well, I went to them, met with this woman FBI agent, and the first thing she says to me, you have to promise me that you don't videotape me. I mean, you don't auto-tape me, and I won't auto-tape you. Well, the next meeting, she brought a sack in, which I knew was a recorder. The next thing I knew was they had FBI agents interviewing me, and then she brought in a profiler. Now,
got to tell you, you're bad and you're dangerous.
No, it was just sitting there. It was just sitting there listening to me, this profiler.
And like something's wrong with you for complaining.
Yeah. For squealing, and I kept calling the profiler her partner, and she was getting very, very angry because I was calling her partner for some strange reason, because, you know, she worked with her as a partner.
You're supposed to call it your partner.
Yeah. You know, that's what they do in law enforcement, and well, the FBI...
Well, they decide to take offense at everything. That's part of the...
Well, the funny thing...
Part of them psychologically and the psychopathic mindset to you know...
But the funny story is what I did to her. It was right after Clinton was involved with, remember the gun running that they found all those Chinese weapons?
Yeah.
On the docks in California.
7,000 AK-47s and heroin.
And just a month after that, the INS started raiding Chinese restaurants, and they found huge amount of illegal aliens.
We're almost out of time. Tell us about the FBI building.
Okay, let me tell you about the FBI building real quick. It's not only seven stories down to the West Bottoms where the railroad tracks is. I think there's a hidden entrance down underneath, but it goes to Mark, Mid-America Regional Council, and a couple other buildings. It's all a big rock cliff, so they dug all this out of pure rock, granite. Missouri Rock, to build this big underground complex. We're still trying to investigate, a bunch of us, to find out what's going on with this.
FEMA admits they're bunkering in to fight the American people. NORTHCOM and the Army Times has announced the new main military mission is to fight the American people.
Well, we do. How I know it from two people is was confirmed by two people. One of them, who was one of the guys who actually dug out the rock, who was involved in digging out the rock with machines, confirmed that goes down 20 stories down. And I'm going, why would the FBI need a 20-story operation?
Because they're about to take everything we got, and they know we're going to resist.
And that's Union Station. That's not the FBI building.
Yeah, no, I was telling the guys, look for it. They're just clicking around trying to find it.
But it's... I don't think you're going to find it on the web, because I don't think the FBI want their building to be. It's up in a corner where you can't get to it.
You got
to
Google new FBI building, Kansas City.
No,
That's how you get it. All right, listen, it was great having you here with the film. We look forward to seeing it. Begging for Billionaires. Thank you.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive, the number21.com now.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hours and 8 minutes went by like it was 5 minutes. I mean, these four-hour shows, I went from 3 hours to 4 hours about a year ago because I felt like I needed more time, and now 4 hours doesn't seem like enough time. And then 4 hours locked down every day burns a lot of the time I've got to filmmake and do research and set up guests and everything else we do. There's just not enough hours in the day, as they say, for people that are busy fighting the New World Order. Gerald Celente coming up next hour. Coming up in about 40 minutes, a huge news blitz, and the government and the media are saying gun owners, conservatives, veterans basically all work for Al-Qaeda. We broke the DHS documents. People said they were fake, of course, and the MIAC documents said they were fake until the news had to admit they were real. That went on for several weeks. We're telling you that Glenn Beck is involved in this operation, and I'll be exposing him. And, again, I don't get into these ego wars. I'm not going after Beck because he's a big TV host. People send me emails saying that. I'm going after him because he's saying 9/11 truthers need to be arrested. Because he's saying Ron Paul supporters are, quote, McVeigh terrorists, need to have the army used on them. I'm saying that because he came out and said he thought FEMA camps were real, but that he was going to expose them, and then I predicted exactly how he straw-man debunked them. And now he comes out and says, oh, yes, American militias are going to release anthrax to the American people. Hey, Beck, the White House launched the anthrax attacks of 2001. I'm going to recap that coming up. You know what you're doing, and it's not funny. And you say you're this patriot fighting the New World Order. You are a Judas goat. You are a camouflaged enemy, and your camouflage isn't very good. I see right through you, pal. And so more than ever, he's making himself obvious to everybody, and people are really waking up to you now. And see, that's okay. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to come on air before 9/11, 2 months before. Really, 6 months before I started talking about it, but 2 months before I said, call the White House. They're going to blow the towers up, blame it on their CIA asset, Bin Laden. And I lost 2/3 of my stations and got attacked and had people cuss at me on the street. And then on the day it happened, my TV show from months before happened to re-air. We got hundreds of phone calls thinking that I was talking about it being an inside job that day. No, that was 2 months before. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to come out and tell you Beck's a traitor and then have it be proven right later. See, because I only care about being right and honorable and telling the truth and studying the enemy. And my hard research has paid off. Now, Richard Gage, for the next 30 minutes or so, we really appreciate him coming on. He's the founder of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. He's been out, what, a year and a half, 2 years? Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. Look at the exact numbers of engineers, architects, physicists, peer-reviewed papers, top physicists, top engineers, people worldwide, people in Holland and people in Europe and people in the United States and Japan, members of parliament coming out, former German defense ministers, people just all over the place who are scientists waking up, looking at the samples, looking at the evidence of explosives and getting more and more media attention. And now we've had a senator questioned by We Are Change. It made Fox News, Luke Radowski and others. Luke's on tomorrow saying to them, hey, should there be a new 9/11 investigation? She says yes. It becomes a national news story. The fact that Obama's covering up for all this becomes a national news story. We've had government-sponsored terror before that's declassified and admitted. The government admits they've staged terror attacks before in other countries and domestically. So why don't we look at them in this case? Then when you do look, it's unbelievable. But Richard Gage is going at this from a scientific perspective. Has been getting a lot of news attention. I'm going to play a clip of that coming up. But I wanted to get Richard on to give us a progress report on Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth and where it's going and all these peer-reviewed journals and things that are coming out and all these scientists that are coming out in Copenhagen and other places exposing what's happening. Richard Gage, good to have you on with us.
Thanks, Alex. It's just incredible to be here with you again.
No, it's incredible to have you here, my friend. Tell us about the organization, the group, for those that don't know, who've been hiding under a rock, what your numbers are up to, the huge breakthroughs you're having.
Well, we have almost 700 architects and engineers now demanding a new investigation of the three World Trade Center high-rise buildings on 9/11, the destruction of those buildings. We are marching forward. There's been a lot of activity, as you've suggested. Most recently, we were at the National Convention of Architects, the American Institute of Architects in San Francisco, and we had a booth there, and we handed out 1,000 DVDs of our latest DVD, the companion DVD to 9/11 Blueprint for Truth. It has the 10-minute, 30-minute, and 60-minute abridged versions of our two-hour presentation where we outlay all of this evidence that we're going to be talking about today. And so we gave these DVDs out to the architects. We educated them. Our booth was like 2-3 levels deep with architects with their jaws dropped looking at these buildings on the widescreen flat monitors of Building 7 going down symmetrically at free fall speed. Acceleration straight down into its own footprint. Same with the Twin Towers. They're saying, well, wait a minute, that happened on 9/11? And we're going, yep, it's the third worst structural failure in modern history, and you didn't know about it? No. Well, neither did I 3 years ago before I started. And so they're just in shock. We got 60 of these architects to sign our petition, which was extraordinary. So we kind of see as a new mission to go to these conventions throughout the United States. There was over 15,000 architects at this convention. We couldn't reach all of them. There just simply wasn't enough time, and there was a huge number of booths. But there's regional conventions all through the United States, and so we're now raising funds to go to all of them. We have 100 sustaining members now, and we need that number to grow to 200 very dedicated people providing us as little as $10 a month. They can become sustaining members of AE 911 Truth. And so with that and our fundraising efforts to obtain the booth fees for these conventions, Washington, D.C., for instance, is happening mid-July. That's the one that we're very excited about, because once we go to Washington, D.C., we're right in, of course, contact with government officials. We hope to visit there, as well as the National AIA, where we hope to finally meet with the board of the American Institute of Architects and its president, who did allow us, after a lot of controversy, to have the booth in San Francisco at the National Convention. And while we were there, we actually met the CEO of the Virginia chapter in Richmond, Virginia, of the American Institute of Architects. And he says, "Where have you guys been? We've been waiting for you. This is fantastic. I knew all about this, but I didn't know about you." So he wants us to come to his regional convention in mid-November and early November.
Let me stop you there, Richard Gage, because this is what's key, what you're explaining. We don't realize we're really the majority, and I keep trying to explain this to everybody, that 4 years ago we had polls where over 60% of Americans, scientific polls, believe we're being lied to about 9/11. Now we have polls of over 80%. I went to the beach because my daughter wanted to go there for her birthday, the little Texas beach this weekend, and I rented a golf cart and was driving around, motorized golf cart, at the Pac Port Aransas, and it was like a joke. I mean, here I am in a T-shirt and shorts. I'm driving. And I've been recognized for 10 years places, but as I was going, every 10 cars, every 5 cars, Alex Jones, Alex Jones, everywhere we went to eat, we got recognized. And that's just a gauge. And I can go to England. I can go to Central America. I can be in Canada. Everywhere we're getting, I mean, like every 10 people I walk by are recognizing. And again, that's a gauge. Here you are feeling like you're all alone and others. And then you find out that major heads of architect societies are on the same side. Again, we just have to show ourselves, not let the chilling effect scare us into submission. I talk to so many neighbors that go, "Yeah, I'd like our kids to play together, but won't the government do something to me? Or I've wanted to order your videos, but won't they, you know, won't I be on a list?" Or yeah, and you know, my wife runs into these people at swim meets and things, and you know, middle-class people, well-to-do folks, you know, folks like that. Again, you're already living in tyranny. Yes, they're watching us. Yes, they're tracking us. But the government's full of our people, too. This is a fight. If we let the chilling effect win, they're going to win. And I love how you've just doggedly, through all the attacks, everything, just continued, and you're having success, 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 just like Stephen Jones and others, Professor Stephen Jones, who sent me a nice note. I want to say hi to him. He's listening right now from Germany. Boy, he's got some big news coming up. So, sorry to interrupt there. It's just that this is amazing what's happening. Go ahead.
Yeah, it is incredible. And so this particular leader of the AIA chapter is having a regional conference. They're going to give us a free booth, which is, you know, cost thousands of dollars, $2,000 at least there. We paid $4,000 just for the booth fee at the national convention, and I had a big fundraising effort for that. And altogether, it cost about $10,000 for that convention.
What was the response like, though, when you're there amongst the architects and engineers?
Oh, it's amazing. I would say about 80% of them will stop, and we'll invite them to stop. They do stop. Many of them, 20% maybe, we figure, walk by kind of shaking their heads. But the majority will stop and actually talk to us. Of those, we were able to get very lively, and I mean positive lively, conversations going, because once they actually see Building 7 go down, we've got them. And a good percentage of them will say, "This is incredible. I've got to look at this more." And we signed up about 60 of them that
Richard
day.
Gage, again, this is exponential. If you continue, we will rout the enemy. The mainstream media can't ignore this forever. We're going to play some of that clip. just you're getting on more and more mainstream television with the facts as a degreed architect engineer. So we're going to come right back with Richard Gage, the founder and head of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. Stay with us.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Richard Gage, let's start blasting into it now. The evidence of the controlled demolition, people know those basics, but the evidence now has been looked at, peer-reviewed journals. Other top engineers, scientists, physicists around the world are coming out doing their own research, separate, verifying your research. The other architects and engineers in your group, the other physicists, Professor Stephen Jones' information being verified. major universities. I mean, this has really got to worry the establishment to the point of, for those that don't know, this is in Politico today. It's up on prisonplanet.com. Obama, I am aware that some question or justify the events of 9/11. So they either justify it saying it was good. He tries to mix those two. So now if you say the government did 9/11 or was involved, you want 9/11 to happen. See how that's a very, that's a quote. I am aware that some question or justify the events of 9/11. Wait a minute. Questioning the events of 9/11 isn't justifying. See, that's, oh, you like the killers, huh? No, I'm saying, why is that building falling that way? Shut up, Al-Qaeda! Well, actually, Al-Qaeda is a CIA creation. Shut up, Al-Qaeda! You know, this is the mindlessness they like to engage in. We're just asking the serious questions here. So they're really starting to get worried, just like George Bush saying, those that put out outrageous conspiracy theories concerning the events of 9/11. He told people they better shut up, but they didn't. So Richard Gage, it's getting exciting what's happening on the scientific front.
Yeah, it is. And the 700 architects and engineers that I represent are technical and building professionals, not conspiracy theorists. Not that there aren't conspiracies out there. There obviously is a conspiracy. In fact, we know the official story is a conspiracy. Actually, it turns out to be an outrageous one. When you look at the facts, the scientific forensic facts found at the crime scene of the destruction of these three high-rises, you find facts that all seem to line up in support of the theory of explosive controlled demolition. This is science that we're looking at. And so the architects, as I mentioned, are first dumbfounded by the free-fall acceleration of Building 7. And this is acknowledged by the government, actually.
That's right. At first, NIST denied it, but yeah. You guys confronted them, and they have to admit the building did free-fall. It wasn't fuel oil. It wasn't Keebler elves. It wasn't structural failure because of bad building. They don't know. And then they made up the magic thermal expansion.
And this thermal expansion is their magic bullet. They claim that there are massive fires on floors 12 and 13 during the last couple hours of the building, but the photos and videos show those fires out in that area the last hour and a half of the building. And this is at the area of column 79 under the east penthouse. So this new phenomenon is what they call it thermal expansion because of these massive fires that weren't even there, but they expanded these long span 50-foot beams, pushing the girder off of its seat, off of column 79, causing a floor failure, and then five to nine floor failures, leaving column 79 unbuckled. So what then happens is an internal cascading and failure of the building a few seconds prior to the overall building coming down. The problem is that that would require 400 structural steel connections to fail per second. And their model shows actually like sand, just all of these beams just giving up the ghost all of a sudden in all of these columns.
Which is ridiculous. In the few, as you know, as an architect and engineer, but for those that don't, there have been a few older buildings where small areas have collapsed under the main structure, and that's how it is. It's not symmetrical. You don't have a building with unsymmetrical fires that couldn't bring it down anyways, magically falling straight down, unless it's, boom, a controlled demolition.
Well, in order to bring a building straight down symmetrically into its own footprint, and at freefall acceleration, you have to take out at least the core columns. There's 24 of them within a tenth of a second of each other, precisely timed synchronistically floor by floor. And so this, the fire doesn't have this level of precision, and people really get that part of it as well.
Exactly. Jawas didn't attack the sand crawler, but we're made to think they did. Only Imperial stormtroopers are so precise.
Yes, and so the acknowledged, NIST previously actually acknowledged, this is the National Institute for Standards and Technology responsible for the report, they previously acknowledged that if the building did free fall, that would mean there would be no structure. Now they acknowledge the free fall, but they don't acknowledge the implications that those columns had to have been forcibly removed in order to facilitate it.
All right, stay there. Stay there, Richard. Got to come back. We're going to come back and talk about more of the evidence and all the science building, how you see the crisis coming up in the future of the establishment story.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
That the dice are loaded, everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get.
And everybody does know
how it goes.
They are awakening. So why are we all cowed and afraid? And, the government will get me if I speak up or stand up. No! This is mafia, tyranny, corruption. Government's growing like a cancer. We are saying no, just as our forebears did 230-plus years ago in 1776. By the way, you want to meet like-minded people? You want to wear your liberty on your sleeve, get in everybody's face about it? Say, hey, we're not ashamed of this. You're the criminals. Go to InfoWars.com. We've produced 14 new shirts. We're adding new ones every week. In the last few months, and this is my favorite, really. I kind of like the Gadsden flag, yellow, don't tread on me, too. But live free or die, this is the very shirt I was wearing this weekend in Port Aransas at 9:30 at night, buying this pad of paper and some milk and stuff. And the security guard came up and looked at my shirt and looked on the back and acted all scared, and people on the beach when I was walking would see it and either like it or be scared, especially cop types with their wives out walking on the beach, because they've all been told in the DHS report that's coming up with Glenn Beck now that we're terrorists, folks. You know, Glenn Beck can use these symbols and say big government police states what it symbolizes, but when we use these symbols and tell you what it really means, liberty, sovereignty, the truth, Second Amendment, they're not going to put up with that. So we got this T-shirt and a lot of others available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. We have these in-your-face things that say, live free or die with Paul Revere on the front and InfoWars.com on the back. So radical. And the Gadsden flag, don't tread on me. But if that's too radical for you, we have stuff like The Answer to 1984 or 1776, and things are a little less radical, evil free speech. And, of course, the Obama deception detailing who Barack Obama really is, the preeminent film exposing this guy. Have viewing parties. Show it to your church or school. Show it to your liberal conservative friends. It exposes the right and the left, shows it's a controlled paradigm. That's why this film is number one online right now. Get it in high quality on DVD with all the extras. See it in high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. And by the way, we just put out the Aaron Russo film available on DVD. It's a presentation of the interview I did with him before he died that I already put out for free on the web, but it has the added extra interview that we hadn't put out and an update commentary from myself, Reflections and Warnings, an interview with Aaron Russo. That's available at InfoWars.com. We're carrying American Freedom to Fascism again and his Mad as Hell video. Great material that needs to be seen that everybody's library needs, and your purchases support this show and what we're doing. So please get Reflections and Warnings, interview with Aaron Russo. That's also up there in high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv for members. And tomorrow we're going to launch at PrisonPlanet.tv expanded extras from the Obama deception, 30 minutes of behind-the-scenes Bilderberg 2008, and a bunch of other stuff that's really hot stuff that hit the cutting room floor because we couldn't make the film 3 hours long. That's going up for PrisonPlanet.tv members tomorrow night. So if you don't have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, folks, now is the time to get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. And again, your PrisonPlanet.tv membership also makes this radio show possible, what we do here every day. We also simulcast for PrisonPlanet.tv members at least 2 hours, usually 3 hours, like I'm doing today, of the radio show live at PrisonPlanet.tv. And then Jason Burmes back live at PrisonPlanet.tv in the same studio, 9 to midnight at PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcast with the GCN Radio Network. Okay, let's go back to Richard Gage. Richard, we're almost out of time because I want to play the clip of you on Fresno TV, at least part of it. And I want to I've got to cover some other news before Gerald Celente joins us next hour on the economy. But, again, going over the evidence, it's incontrovertible. It's been peer-reviewed. This is really upsetting the debunkers. And I know you've taken a lot of threats and things, and I just want to commend your spirit.
Thank you, Alex. I haven't actually received threats.
Oh, really? I've seen the threats on the web to you.
Well, don't forward them to me. I don't want to see them then.
Okay.
I'm happy in my blissful mission here of educating architects, and I don't actually go to the debunker websites. I don't want to.
But you have gotten a lot of bizarre phone calls and things.
I haven't gotten any phone calls. Nobody really knows my phone number, as a matter of fact, or where I live, which is the way I want it. But we're totally.
I thought I'd talked to you in the past. I thought you'd said that had happened, but I'm glad I must be thinking of somebody else. But go ahead.
Yeah. I just wanted to introduce that you brought up the concept of these peer-reviewed papers. Dr. Jones's work is so important here. Several first responders, iron workers, and others have found this molten metal underneath all three high-rise buildings after the collapses. And, in fact, it's pouring out of the side of the South Tower. And it turns out to be molten iron. Dr. Jones has confirmed that this is not melted structural steel. He's confirmed that it has in it the evidence, the chemical evidence of thermite, an incendiary used by the military to cut through steel like a hot knife through butter. And not only this molten metal has in it this iron, aluminum, oxygen, fluorine, manganese, but the sphere carriers that you've talked about in your show before are ubiquitous, millions, billions of them throughout the dust samples, and independent scientists with independent samples have confirmed this. In fact, R.J. Lee has confirmed molten iron spheres smaller than a human hair.
Yeah, they put them through these, what, spectrographs, or what are these different tools that electrons scan, and it all has the exact chemical makeup of the byproducts of thermate, thermite. Then they even find thermite chips separately.
Well, that's the big step. And Dr. Jones has found hundreds and hundreds of these chips in the samples. And by weight, he estimates that there'd be 9 tons of this unignited thermite. And there's even more ignited thermite spheres. But the unignited thermite chips turn out to be extremely small particles of aluminum and iron oxide and other particles 1,000 times smaller than a human hair.
And then people ask, how could this happen? These were all spook-run buildings. Building 7 was the FBI, CIA, Defense Intelligence, and other agencies' command center. It had the FEMA emergency bunker, the city and county and state emergency bunker, and they had special unconventional insulation put on the pillars a few years before, and then the NIST experts that try to debunk you, they just so happen to be the world-leading experts of just a few dozen, just so happen to be the NASA experts in explosive thermite for cutting through things and for NASA rocket decouplers. Oh, very interesting to have the experts in explosive thermite involved in debunking you.
Yes, and you can read about that, your listeners, on journalof911studies.com. That's a fascinating topic as well. Kevin Ryan exposes this, and the 25-page peer-reviewed paper by Dr. Jones, Niels Harrod, and other scientists document nanothermite. This is extremely high-tech stuff. It is made only in Defense Department contracting laboratories, not in a cave in Afghanistan.
Well, yeah, it just so happens to match up with what the Defense Department's obsessed with. But, you know, Al-Qaeda got up in the buildings and they got this Defense Department thermite and put it in there. Kind of like Defense Department, super weaponized grade, U.S. patented, miniaturized, coated in bentonite, gets mailed out. They claim Muslims do it, but it turns out the White House is on Cipro, the anthrax-fighting antibiotic, on September 10th, 3.5 weeks before anthrax pops up, and all of Bush's enemies get sent the anthrax, and Congress gets personally shut down, partially shut down, so they can then be under fear to pass the Patriot Act. Again, there's no evidence the government's involved, is there, Mr. Gage?
We're not going to point the finger, but you can. It turns out that the Al-Qaeda was clearly unlikely to have access to this stuff as well. They couldn't get access, most likely, to the three.
Al-Qaeda didn't have the NASA explosives? Okay. I thought they got it at Cape Canaveral. I mean, you know, they were Al-Qaeda's got a base at Cape Canaveral.
Nor did they have access to these three of the highly most secure buildings in the United States outside the Pentagon.
You mean Al-Qaeda didn't have keys to the CIA command bunker in Building 7?
Well, they may have been given them, perhaps. I don't know.
You know, that's a wild conspiracy theory. I think it's normal that they snuck in with NASA-grade explosives all over the buildings by themselves and didn't get caught. And, of course, I think it's no big deal that a spook command base, Building 7, blows up like this and falls at free fall. Richard,
yeah.
I think you're an extremist for even questioning this. Why don't you just believe the story?
I can't. In fact, I'm not even working anymore. I'm earning half the salary working for Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth that I was full-time as an architect, but I don't have time.
That's right. You have built some
anymore.
You built some big buildings, and you had a pretty successful business. Tell folks about that.
Well, I was managing or helping to manage a $400 million project in Nevada for General Growth, one of the largest mall firms, and this had 1,200 tons of steel framing in six malls, basically in a row, and including a mid-rise office space. The steel is up. The developers bankrupt, and 18 of us were laid off on this project, which turned out to be a blessing because I just didn't have time for it. I was working fewer and fewer hours trying to keep up with my speaking schedule and the research and the effort, the marketing effort that we're trying to educate all of the architects and engineers.
Amazing. Tell us about this news clip I'm about to play, because you're getting on more and more mainstream television, and they're being somewhat respectful.
Well, let me tell you that the incredible, hardworking folks at We Are Change Fresno, a new We Are Change chapter, Fresno, California, they through lots of effort at contacting not just this one media outlet, KMPH, Fox TV, local affiliate down there, but they contacted several different affiliates, and wherever I go, we try to do this, but it takes a lot of effort, a lot of contact, a lot of pressure, and consistent, and they broke through. We were able to get on the Great Day Show, which is broadcast throughout Central California, on Fox affiliate. So it's pretty incredible. It's a 7.5 minute interview, which was very positive, where I was able, I feel, to get out most of this evidence.
We're going to let you go in a moment and play that, and we'll have you back up in the near future to chronicle the great work you're doing all over the world. You travel in Europe and Canada and the United States. People should go to the website and support you. The last question, are the people on the other side who are now discovering literally have the hands on the plungers, the evidence shows, how do you deal with the creepiness of some of the events you and Stephen Jones and others go to where you've confronted these people? And how do you deal with also knowing that you and others are making history, that your momentum and your evidence is really changing things? Because I'm starting to see a lot of fear in their eyes. They realize this is like Galileo, you know, arguing that the planets moved and they locked him up for it, but later it came out that he was right even before he died. Or Copernicus before him, you know, saying the Earth was round. I mean, they're in deep trouble because the science is on your side.
Yeah, and the numbers are too. Our architects and engineers are growing, and we're going to be presenting this petition to Congress. We hope to have 1,000 by October when we go out there to Washington D.C. Personally, I'm delighted. I'm fired up every time we get a new breakthrough in the media. I'm incredibly delighted. In fact, we're going to be on Coast to Coast AM Tuesday night at 11 p.m. Pacific time. And that's nationally syndicated, like your show. We're just making some incredible progress. And
that show's a lot bigger than this one. It's the second biggest show in the country. In fact, I heard George during the news segment a few weeks ago cover the peer-reviewed journals about the thermite and the chips and the rest of it. So more and more is happening. Richard Gage, I want to commend you for all you do, and we'll talk to you again very soon. I'm gonna let you go and play this clip.
Thanks, great, Alex. I'll listen.
Thank you so much, Richard. Okay, yeah. Go ahead and start rolling the clip. We'll go to break and come back and play the rest. Here is a pretty fair report broadcast all over California. Here it is.
He's an architect experienced in steel structures. Now Richard Gage is touring the country with a controversial message about September 11th.
Richard Gage is here to show us why he's calling for a more thorough investigation into the collapse of the World Trade Center buildings. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're very welcome. It's great to be here.
Well, first of all, give us a little bit more about your background.
Well, I'm an architect of 20 years, a member of the American Institute of Architects, and have been studying steel frame fireproof buildings for about that long.
We ask that for clarification because as we get into this, we want people to make sure that you're not just somebody with a wacky idea.
Right.
Okay? You come with some science to you. What is the official reason for the collapse of the World Trade Center Towers?
Well, we're told that the planes hit the buildings and there was an explosion and a fire, and about an hour and a half later, in the case of the North Tower, the buildings collapsed due to structural weakening due to the fires. Mm-hmm. The problem is that we don't have large gradual deformations associated with collapses, and fires in high-rises have never brought down a steel frame high-rise building at all, ever. And what we have, unfortunately, is the evidence in the Twin Towers and the third skyscraper to collapse that day, which most people don't know anything about it. We have the evidence of the 10 key features of controlled demolition. In the case of Building 7, it collapses straight down into its own footprint at free fall speed in the first 100 feet. It's dropping, as you can see, symmetrically, smoothly, at free fall speed in the first 100 feet, 2.5 seconds. This is uncanny. There's 40,000 tons of structural steel designed to resist this collapse.
Is it, what, a 47-story building?
Yeah. This is called Building 7, right? A football field away from the Twin Towers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what we're showing is what happened, in fact.
I want to throw a point in here. Then they first they said there was no free fall, and they admitted, okay, first 100, 150, it is free fall, at free fall. But then they go, but the last couple hundred, it didn't. That's because it's now piling up on itself, but it's barely falling slower than free fall after that point. Then they measure that with other control demos. It's exactly the same. That was done conventionally with a control demo. Tower 1 and 2 were blown up the opposite way, top down. Let's go back to it.
This is uncanny. There's 40,000 tons of structural steel designed to resist this collapse.
Is it, what, a 47-story building?
Yeah. This is called Building 7, right? A football field away from the Twin Towers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what we're showing is left what happened. In fact, right is a controlled where you are using, or the people who made this happen, used demolition.
Indeed, and it's a direct comparison. And you can see that, indeed, almost free fall speed, free fall acceleration through 40,000 tons of structural steel. That is uncanny. So we have 700 architects and engineers demanding a new investigation as a result of this evidence and the evidence in the World Trade Center that is very explosive. Almost every architect and engineer we show this information to agrees with us that these are controlled demolitions.
Before all right, let's stop right there. I'm going to come back and play the rest and get into Glenn Beck and then Gerald Celente. Look. Folks, think of the courage of these 700 women and men, like the founding fathers signing their John Hancocks on that piece of paper. And like he said, everybody, 90% you talk to know it, they're afraid to sign. We have to step up to the plate. We have to say, I'm not afraid, I'm a patriot. That's the first big step in winning against the New World Order, is stop cowering. They want to intimidate you. Get past the fear.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
play a little bit more of this TV newscast with Richard Gage out of California. Then I'm going to cover a little bit more about Glenn Beck coming out and saying the militia gun owner groups are working with Al-Qaeda. This is the new Obama pitch with Department of Homeland Security saying veterans, gun owners, the number one terror threat and working with Al-Qaeda. This is the thing that outraged conservatives. I mean, Beck is just really out of control, but he's following a script. Then we got Gerald Celente coming up. I want to tell you about a sponsor quickly before we do that. They're eFoodsDirect.com, a great storable foods company where I chose to get my storable foods before they were even a sponsor. That's why I approached them to be a sponsor. Longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation. Other people claim they are. It's not true. This is the group. They are the biggest. They are the best. Non-GMO, non-hybrid, clean, quality food, best prices, brand new food, not old stuff they're selling you from 10 years ago. Lasts more than 10 years in climate controlled. 10 years if it's in your garage and not climate controlled or in a storage shed behind your house. eFoodsDirect.com. Check out the website. Be self-sufficient with all the uncertainty we've got going on in the world today. The letter eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, or 800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633. Call and get a free brochure or watch all the free videos about their great product lines at eFoodsDirect.com. Okay, let's go back to this video at PrisonPlanet.tv and on the radio with the audio of a pretty fair newscast that we're breaking down here. With Richard Gage going over what really happened on 9/11.
This evidence and the evidence in the World Trade Center that is very explosive. Almost every architect and engineer we show this information to agrees with us that these are controlled demolitions. If we can get them to look at the information, because obviously the implications of a controlled demolition are dark for our country.
Yeah.
Because that means somebody besides Al-Qaeda was involved. Because these have to be easily three of the most highly secure buildings outside the Pentagon.
Now, if that was a controlled demolition, would there not be any evidence at the ground level of explosives within the building itself, that's the debris that's left?
Indeed. And what we find down there is pools of molten iron.
What does that mean?
Several tons. Exactly. What is that doing there? The first responders see it. The structural engineers see it. It's documented by FEMA, the melting of steel. Normal office fires is what's supposed to have brought these buildings down, along with jet plane impacts. The jet fuel and office fires don't produce molten iron or molten steel. It doesn't begin to melt until 3,000 degrees. But what we have is the fires only produce maybe 1,600 degrees. So what produced all that molten iron? Well, it has in it the chemical evidence of a special incendiary, which is thermite, a high-tech incendiary used to cut through steel like
you
a hot knife through
that?
Butter. Indeed, in all of the dust throughout lower Manhattan, we have a 4 to 6 inch thick layer of this dust, and throughout it we have evidence of tiny spheres, billions of them, several tons of previously molten iron. Well, how does that happen? If you have molten iron, the byproduct of thermite is molten iron, and it's dispersed throughout all of this dust.
Now, you are allowed to go in and get samples and examine it?
Oh, there's plenty of dust. A lot of people have this dust, and four of these samples have been sent to physicist Stephen Jones, formerly of Brigham Young University. And they find in it not only these spheres, which others have found too, USGS, R.J. Lee, doing toxicological studies. These spheres have iron, aluminum, fluorine, manganese, very unusual elements associated only with thermite. And there's small chips of unignited thermite as well. This is very high-tech thermite.
Yeah, let's stop right there. You can watch the rest of it on YouTube. We've got a link up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But that's key. The federal government and other branches found the spheres and the thermite and didn't know what they were and wrote them up in reports. That's key. Folks go, oh, Stephen Jones and other people, you know, they got these from people that live nearby, construction workers, people that saved it, and, you know, that there's not chain of custody. Oh, I'm sorry, the federal government's own studies admit it all. They blew those buildings sky high.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.